girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so pumped that you're here for today's episode because we have on the show my husband, Sina.
What's up, y'all?
And I'm really excited because a lot of women really resonate with your perspective. But in particular, babe, I wanted to bring you on the show because I feel as if right now you're in this awesome glow up season where you are gaining a lot of clarity and alignment in what you actually want to do career-wise. And there are so many women that are going to listen into this episode that are struggling with either the analysis paralysis of collecting a ton of information.
That's a good one.
Wanting to take action and feeling like they need to know the exact right path. Yeah. Or they're struggling with this idea of like thinking that they should want a goal that they actually intuitively know is wrong for them, but other people are projecting that's what you should want at this stage in your career or at this time in your business or at this age or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they are going down the path and they've realized that they got where they thought they wanted to go. And now they're like, oh shit, I don't want this anymore.
Been there.
So I just want to talk a little bit about alignment. And I feel like it'd be helpful just because you haven't been on the show for a while and there's a lot of new listeners. Can you give just a high level overview of your career backstory and even like why you went down that path?
Yeah.
Just to kind of get us on the same page.
And then yeah, totally. So high level, I used to be a dentist, went down that path from a lot of external influences as well as internal pressures of wanting to do something that's quote unquote successful and being a doctor. I saw that as that.
Yeah.
And
you're Persian. So like,
immigrant parents. There's a little bit of immigrant, like you want to do something that's respectable, you know, being a first generation and all these factors went into it. So go down this path for 10 years, becoming a dentist and left that 2 years ago, after I realized this just was not for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't aligned. I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I would. And besides the money, there really wasn't any other benefits for me. And that's me personally. I know a lot of dentists that love it and they're great at it and that's awesome. And I knew I couldn't do this for the rest of my life. So,
and it was even just you, like you saying like how you just described something quote unquote respectable, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't even actually your definition of respectable careers
or
successful careers.
Yeah.
It's like the narrative of this is a title that you should be chasing. And if you get here, then you're going to feel so proud of yourself and you're going to feel so accomplished. And then we're all going to feel so accomplished of you.
Yeah.
But like when you get there, if it isn't aligned, which a lot of women can connect with, then you freak out a little bit. Cause like, can you just share just a little bit about that? Like the feeling of, oh no, I worked so hard to get here and holy crap, this is what I actually want.
Yeah. I mean, the thoughts that are going through your head of like, whoa, how did I miss this? Like so hard that, you know, the title wears off so fast. Like it's not as glamorous as I thought. And then that what goes through my head next is the guilt of like, oh man, I need to stay in this because I spent so much time and money and effort getting into this. Like, whoa, I should like it more. And then you kind of spiral. And then it's like, it's not great for your mental state. So even and put yourself in the story if you're worked for, you know, you worked up to a management position or you, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, you can relate that you get there, but you wouldn't know until you do it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know until you get there. So you have to do it. So, but there's all these kind of mental roadblocks and jumps you have to go through to really rationalize that it's okay, that you don't like it and it's okay to make a move.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the biggest feedbacks I got when I left and was that, you know, is it okay to leave? Like, how did you do it? Like, how did you give yourself permission?
It's like well, from other people that were also dentists, you mean?
Right. Yeah. So because they felt the same way, but they had a hard time rationalizing that it was okay to move on, which is, you know, such a mental thing in our head, right?
For sure. So when you decided to leave, you know, you came to me and you're like, Keisha, I want to take a break from dentistry. I think I'm interested in real estate investing, which
is so broad. And yeah. there's a lot of women listening in right now that like they're telling themselves, I'm interested in entrepreneurship or personal growth world, or I want to start this thing, but it is so, so broad. So can you speak to that first feeling too of even making a decision to get into something broad?
Yeah, it's, I floundered for a while, like 12 months of just learning and thinking I was making progress and not taking action, analysis paralysis. If I go back, we would do it totally differently, I think. And so I'd recommend kind of toe dipping in rather than jumping, but here we are today.
Yeah.
But just the point of that being is you're not going to learn anything new if you don't take action. And that was the biggest lesson we learned in that first 12 months, especially for me over here.
So, but then we started taking action.
Fast forward 12 months, or fast forward for the last 12 months, we actually have been buying real estate, gaining some traction, you know, getting momentum, which feels really good. You know, we got two Airbnbs, Peach House, Champagne House. Check them out on Instagram. They're awesome. For a quadplex, a long-term rental. So we have some traction going, but in the real estate world and many other industries, you look around and there's always someone doing more or better or this thing or that shiny object, or they're doing 10 Airbnbs or they're doing 100 units of multifamily. Like there's, it's all around and you'll find it in your own industry. Wherever you look. So once you start getting this traction, now you're like, okay, my goal, like, should they be bigger? Oh, I need more. Oh, I got to play bigger. I got a 10X. It has to be huge. It has to be bigger, better. That's going to make me happier. That's, you know, more money, more respect, all that. So I end up joining this group. My friend Paul that I met in Denver started. The group is full of real estate investors that have all had some traction, some good kind of clout in the industry. However, we all have a common, I guess, goal is we're trying to figure out the right path for us. We've all chased the wrong thing of the money, the number of units, this vanity metrics that go on.
Or even subscribe to somebody else's goal of what you should
want. Right. Like, oh, you should want a $100 million portfolio, but like why? No one ever asked that. So this group is really focused. Yes, it's real estate, but it's a lot of focused on asking yourself the right questions to set yourself up for the right goal, to make sure that you don't get somewhere. And for me, I already did that once. Got to be a dentist. I'm like, this is not where I want to be.
And so that's been a fear too that I feel has been coming up for you even in this time frame of being an investor is like, I think it's great how we did this, right? Like for context, you know, like you just said, Zena, we bought a long-term rental and we did that because our mentor, Steve Valentine, who's now like a brother to us, he was big in the long-term rental space and he was the biggest real estate investor that we knew who took us under his wing and was like, I'll teach you about real estate.
Yeah.
And he had a huge portfolio of long-term rentals. So at first it was like, oh, okay, this is what someone we admire and respect is doing. Maybe that's what we should do. Yeah. I think that's a very normal reaction, right?
Yeah.
And then we, you know, I wasn't super excited about the long-term rental because it just was kind of boring to me. And so then we went to this event here in Denver with, you know, a brokerage that one of our best friends owns, and they were talking about Airbnb. And we both got really excited. We're like, wait a second, this could be more our lane.
Yeah.
And it is really easy when you're in any industry or in any business and you start getting some momentum in something to then say, okay, well, what should my next goal be? And instead of going internal, you go external where you're like, oh, this person has these types of Airbnbs, so I should do that. Or they create in this way, so I should do that. And it's not because you don't want to be in the industry that you're in. It's just you're lacking what that next goal is because you're just setting a goal to set a goal without actually saying, what do I want my life to feel like in pursuit of that goal? What do I actually feel interested in?
Yeah.
And this like dopamine chasing, which can you speak to that? Because I feel like you have a really good example around dopamine chasing.
Yeah. I mean, it was really eye-opening. So I was at we had an all-day event yesterday with this group, with speakers and all that fun stuff. And one of the speakers were talking about how as entrepreneurs, we chase shiny objects. But another way of putting that is we chase dopamine hits, which is the new thing, the bigger thing, the shiny thing, because there's no dopamine hits when it comes to being consistent in something that you're already doing.
Yeah.
So we chase as like-minded people that were in that room, these new things because so-and-so over there is doing it. And you're like, I want to do that. It's a new thing I haven't done before. Oh, 100 units. Like I haven't done that. Let's chase that hit. Mm-hmm. And then you get the hit and then it kind of wears off. And now you're like, well, I actually didn't want to do that. I'm not happy. My health is not great. My marriage isn't great. My family doesn't see me. And all these other factors that we don't factor into when we're chasing a goal. So as he's going through this worksheet yesterday, which is helping you identify your goal and how does it affect your life holistically, he brought up this point of that we chase dopamine while completely ignoring everything else.
Yeah. So for context, for women listening into this, like outside of real estate, how, like what would be an example of how we do that?
I think it's, you know, whether it's
like the weight loss example.
Yeah. So they also gave an example of, let's say you lose 15 pounds and you get this happy dopamine hit from that, but then you gain it back and then you do it again. And then you go through this like yo-yo. We've all been there, done that before, but you keep getting those hits every time you do it. Whereas someone that if you just maintain your weight, you don't get those dopamine hits. You don't get celebrated really. Mm-hmm. That's,
and you don't choose to celebrate yourself, which I think is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Right. Cause like there are a lot of women listening into this right now that it's like they're chasing this shiny thing because they want the dopamine hit,
yeah,
but also because they just want to feel like they get to finally celebrate.
Yeah.
Because you're working so hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, finally I got here. Now I get to feel proud of myself. And right. I think there's a really important reminder in that, which is like you can choose to celebrate consistency. Because when I think about even like, for example, this podcast, I've recorded 2 episodes a week for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Right. That's not chasing something shiny and new.
Yeah.
But the way that I've gotten to the place that I have in my career and like, you know, the speakers that I can have at my events and the income level and the impact that we've made, which is my favorite part about this, is from doing those like super unsexy, mundane things over and over again.
Yeah.
But I have to find ways to celebrate it. Otherwise, I'm going to get squirrely and shiny objects in there because I, like many women that have entrepreneurial tendencies listening in, I'm going to chase that next dopamine hit. And then it just makes me like the Cheesecake Factory menu, right? Like doing 100 million things and not doing any of them very well.
Yeah.
But the things that I choose to stay consistent at, like this podcast, actually give me the biggest ROI from a fulfillment, impact, income, all of the things perspective, because I'm not squirreling around all over the time. But some women aren't recognizing right now in this moment, you know, to those of you listening in, like to celebrate the maintenance part, the fact that maybe you do have a workout routine that you're sticking to consistently, the fact that you have been showing up for your podcast or for your blog, or the fact that you are always going above and beyond, raising your hand in that meeting and making progress in your career because it's not shiny. It's not this new goal.
Yeah.
And we tell ourselves the story that that's what we have to go chase. But sometimes we're chasing the wrong things and not just sticking consistently with what could actually work for us that might not sound as sexy.
Well, you're also not chasing something long enough to see the success that you want, because you're just switching because you got that dopamine hit. And that was his whole point, is it's not a bad thing. And he used this term of play soft offense, where you kind of try things out, right? Like you're not, what do you like? What is lighting you up? What do you like going down this path? Is this going to work? Try it out. If it is, keep going. And the task switching, the object switching is where you're losing like the energy and the motivation, or you feel lost, or you're always just chasing more kind of thing.
Girl, if you are anything like me, you might find out about a company or a product that you love, and then you want to tell all of your girlfriends. So I feel really excited when I get to tell you about things that I love. You've probably heard me on the show talk about ClearStem before. This is my favorite skincare line. It's completely non-toxic with no hormone disruptors, which I know a lot of you, maybe you specifically care about. And it's also anti-acne with anti-aging. And I use so many of their products. I literally use their face wash, their scrub. I love their serums. They have one that's called Bounce Back, which is kind of like their Botox serum, but again, without all the crap in it, and their moisturizers. I could literally rave till the end of time. And especially if you just love a good nighttime skincare routine, Hydra Berry Moisturizer. You wash your face, put this moisturizer on at night and let it seep into your pores, and you wake up and your skin feels like a baby butt. It's so juicy and nice. I love it so much. And what I found has been really difficult for me to find until ClearStem created it was non-toxic sunscreens. And they've got one called Sunnyside that just brushes onto your face, which is also great. You can use it for kids and you can put it on over the top of your makeup. And then they have a really amazing sunscreen that also is non-toxic. That's not a brush on. It's an actual like a wet sunscreen. You know what I mean? Anyway, I highly recommend that you check out their line. They're so big on education. They post amazing content on their website. They've got skin quizzes and all sorts of resources to help you get to the root cause of what might be causing some of your skin issues. But they also just have amazing products that can help you with anything that you're working through. So head to clearstemskincare.com. Make sure you use code Kacia, K-A-C-I-A. That'll get you a sweet discount on all of the products. And that's how you help support the show. So let me know if you have any questions. And if you snag something, one of my favorite things is when you slide into my DMs and you're like, Kacia, where has this skincare company been my whole life? I love this product too. Because I just love knowing what you're vibing with. Now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show.
So if someone's doing something right now, how do you think they can determine if they've done it long enough to know if they should switch, right? For someone, for context, like maybe they've been in a career, like you were a dentist for a couple of years, and then you were like, I don't think this is right for me, but you didn't quit yet.
Yeah.
Or for someone that is in a business where they're like, maybe I just don't like this. Like, how do they even know that they've done it long enough?
Yeah. I mean, first you have to ask yourself if you know if you've tried. Maybe there's different environments that you can put yourself
right
in. Right. Like, maybe I can switch companies and do the same role. And then if I don't like that, then it's okay. Well, the role is wrong.
Yeah.
But if I do like it, maybe the company was wrong. So have you done enough to get exposure to different types of environments for that same role? That's like the first thing.
Yeah.
And then I think it goes into playing it out to the future of like, okay, well, we want X, Y, and Z in the future. And does this even set me up to have that, right? Like, am I going to be able to take my kids to school with this current situation? We had this crazy notion when I was a dentist that we would be able to take our kids to school together, which we both wanted to do, but that doesn't even make sense. Like I'd have to be at work at 8. Like, you know what I mean? It wouldn't, for some reason that never crossed our mind until one day we're like, wait, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. Like, so we were basically like forecasting, obviously at the time that we're recording this, we're pregnant, but back then we're talking years ago where we were like, our dream life was that we would get to take our kids to school together and then we would go do a workout together and get a coffee and then we would start our days. That literally did not actually make sense with you being a dentist tied to a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And so I think I love the point that you're making because it's like asking yourself right now, and is what I'm doing now getting me closer to the vision that I have for the future, or does it not even make any sense? Because you might just have to keep putting reps in, right? For example, when I started the podcast, remember right away, I was like, I want to host live events.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anyone listening into the show that would come to the live event. Now I can sell hundreds of tickets to live events. But back then I was like, okay, well, showing up for this show, staying consistent, answering DMs, making sure that people know that I deeply care about them, creating this community, that's eventually, like, I can see the path that will eventually get me to this idea of creating live events and creating my own speaking career. But like, if my goal was to, I don't know, build airplanes, like I wasn't on the right path. That wasn't getting me any closer to it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really important reminder for anyone right now. If you're lacking clarity, is just playing it out a little bit more. Yeah. And if you can connect the dots in some way, then maybe it is worth continuing on to get you where you want to go. But if you can't connect the dots, maybe it's time to switch paths.
Yeah. Well, and playing it out in the sense of you can see who's maybe done it before you.
Right.
And what does their life look like? And is that what you want your life to look like?
So true.
Right. And because they might have this shiny title or this, they might drive this type of car or they have this type of house. It's like, well, you don't even know if they like that. You don't even know if they like the process it took to get into that position. Right.
Well, it's actually interesting. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I was just thinking about how I've been so intentional about listening to more content from business owners that have young kids. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be different building a business with young kids versus if I was looking at someone who doesn't have kids, their life is just different, right? And for anyone listening in, it's like if you have 3 kids, and I had someone reach out to me on Instagram that was like, Kacia, how are you juggling it all? And I looked at her profile and she had like a brand new baby and 2 other kids. And I was like, I don't have 3 kids. Like, you know, and so it's like also kind of taking into consideration when you're setting goals, are you comparing yourself to someone who has a similar stage of life or season of life, you know? And like for me and you, marriage is super important to us. So it's like, I don't want to go look at somebody else who's chasing a goal and they don't have a great marriage or like they are never with their family. Like, I don't want that then.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's a delicate balance of using it as inspiration of like, I can do it too.
Right.
Doesn't mean you should. And it doesn't mean that is your path. It could be.
Yeah.
It could totally be your path. Like, and it is. The point being is like, are you thinking about it? And like, are you subscribing? You're not just subscribing to their path because that's what you see.
Yeah.
You need to really think about, is this right for you? Mm-hmm. And if it isn't, how do you modify it to make sure that, and how do you realize what's important to you along the path so that when you get there, you're not just like, oh crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and really, you might have to get there and say, oh crap.
Well, yeah, it's not a perfect
And then you
science.
Get to learn.
Yeah.
And then you get to pivot. Right.
Yeah.
So what else do you feel like has been helpful from joining this group and even like from this event that you just attended to help women listening in get more clarity?
I think, you know, the other big thing that's sticking with me is this, they call it the closer versus more concept, where in general, we think that we need more, more, more to get closer to our goals. But what ends up happening is that goal gets pushed down more, right? First, it's by 2 Airbnbs. And then it's, well, now we need to buy 5.
Yeah.
Because more is going to make us happier, better.
Like moving the goalpost.
Yeah. So the goalpost keeps moving. Mm-hmm. So essentially, you're never getting closer to your goal. You just keep pushing it down the road because more sounds better. It's sexier, you know, play bigger, 10X, all these things that are out there, which isn't bad. If you want, it's not saying don't go chasing a big life or a big company or starting a big real estate brand. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Is that getting closer to what you want? And maybe it is. Maybe you're like, I want to make $100,000 a month because I want to take my family on vacation. I want to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Great. If that's what it is. Or is it you want to make 20K a month and spend a ton of time with your family and your kids and raising them?
Or you want to make 60K a year and coach 7 softball teams.
Yeah, like, there's no wrong answer. It's like, just make sure you're working closer to that goal, not just saying more and thinking that's getting you closer to your goal.
Mm.
That's been a huge thing of like clarity of, it's a filter to run everything through of like, okay, if we do this, is that going to affect these areas of life? Is it going to affect where we're going? And it's just a way of processing new opportunities, the path, the clarity of where we want to go.
So the actual question that you ask yourself is like, is this getting me closer to my ideal life? Or what are the questions that people ask?
So it's, how does this affect my family? How does this affect my finances? How does this affect my time? Is this a good use of my time?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'm going to make 100K a month, but I'm going to be working 80 hours a week.
Right.
Is that worth it? Maybe it is to you. Maybe that's a season of life that's good for you. If you want to do that, sure. How does this affect my friendships, my relationships? Are those important to me?
Yeah.
Are those going to be put on the back burner? Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. Maybe that's what you want. It's not that anything's wrong. It's just making sure you're asking yourself the questions and not lying to yourself that I just need to do it bigger because that's going to make me happier.
Yeah. It's almost like not goal shaming yourself either, because you might want something that other people don't understand. In fact, both of us have been in seasons of life and business where we want something that there are people that aren't gifted the same vision that we're gifted, don't understand it. Friends, family, whatever, right? And someone listening into this might have a really big vision of what they want to do. And to that, like both of us would say like, freaking go get it, but just make sure you actually want it.
Yeah.
Not that you think you should want it, or not that you have this narrative in your head that if I get more, I'm going to be happier. Because when you're saying yes to something, you're saying no to something else always.
Yeah.
And it's finding whatever that balance is, because it's interesting, even at this stage of life for us, moving into, you know, having our first child that could come at any point in time at the time of this recording. And us saying like, what actually matters to us in this exact season?
Yeah.
And it's like time with him and time as a new family matters to us more than the next big project. That doesn't mean that the next big project is not important.
Right.
It's also the seasonality that comes with life of saying like, in this exact season, we can still have big dreams and goals and things that we're working on, but sometimes time just matters differently.
Yeah.
And like, but to us, and some other people might not agree with this, but to us, the example that we're going to set for our son of being people that go chase our big dreams, that really does matter to us. And some people that doesn't matter to, and that's totally cool.
Yeah.
So we're willing to sacrifice some time at a later date, like when he's a little older, for us to go do this or to tag team a little bit, even as parents. And I think that's really important to talk about, because a lot of times, you know, we tell ourselves like, oh, family's important. That doesn't mean that you're going to be with your family all the time.
Yeah.
But it can still be important to you.
Yeah. It can be, you can have multiple, both can be important.
Yeah.
And it's also the season of life. I think that's what you're alluding to, is also the sometimes it changes. right? You can't go full hardcore on business all the time and then expect everything else to be holding up well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's gives and takes and there's balances that you have to make to have, you know, these balanced lives. Well, sometimes it's misbalanced. And if that's okay for that time of life, great.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not. And yeah. It's just a way of asking yourself and running things through a filter of, okay, this is actually what I want right now.
Yeah.
This is good for us. It fits X, Y, and Z into our life. We're okay with maybe this is not as strong.
Right? So how are you feeling now that, because I feel like there's this lightness about you where like all seasons serve us, right? Where like, I think you feeling super anxious when you left dentistry and saying, I want to get into quote unquote real estate investing, a super broad thing, having no real direction.
Yeah.
Although you can say that you wish that you would have done it differently and that you sat, you know, collecting a lot of information for a while, that season still did serve you because it also taught you what didn't work.
Right.
You know, you can learn all of this stuff, but how you really learned the most was taking action.
Yeah.
And that's important.
And I think the biggest thing that just popped into my head as someone who's competitive and wants to win and has those tendencies is, you know, the speed at which I want to do it and, you know, feeling like I need to keep running this race at full speed because I have to catch up. I have to win. I have to be at a certain place in a certain timeline because that other person over there is doing it.
Yeah.
But they don't have a family or they don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's not their race isn't my race.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest lightness of it. It's not that we have big goals. Like we want to do a lot of things, but it's not this frantic energy that's like,
yeah,
it has to be right now. It, you know, we're falling behind. It's, you know, this person's already, look, they're buying a house over there. It's like, we're good. Like we're clear on what we want. And I think in the long run, that's going to serve us better, take us farther. When I just realized it's my own race.
Yeah.
That I'm on.
And I think it's really important because you and I are so different in that that's never really been something that's held me back, right?
Is
comparing myself to somebody else's race. Like, I mean, really think about it. In 15 years that we've been together, I'm never like, oh, I should be doing it like her.
Yeah.
Right. But I think what you're saying really does resonate with a lot of women for people that are familiar with Enneagram, like the Enneagram 3s, the achievers, the type A's.
Yeah.
Where like they need to hear you say that because I do think it's really important to recognize, like, if you are going through life and you're literally going down somebody else's path towards success, you are for sure guaranteed to get where you thought you wanted to go and then feel like it wasn't worth it.
And it was wasted energy.
And wasted energy,
And as an efficient person like I am, it's like, I don't want to waste energy. I want to maximize it and realizing staying on my path, whether it be without this like go, go, go frantic, like needed like win energy, but just staying on it and knowing it's clear that we're headed to the right spot.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's a lot of trust in yourself too. Cause like, while maybe I haven't struggled as much with the whole, oh, this person's doing this thing, I need to do that in order to be successful, which is more like your internal dialogue.
Yeah.
For me, it's been, ooh, that looks fun, right? Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
Dopamine.
Right, dopamine, right? Yeah. So it's a similar thing. It's just a different motive of what drives us because I'm so excited about new things that I have to constantly like remind myself to just like savor the stage that I'm in and be present where my feet are and stay focused because the focus part is actually harder for me. Versus you, it's like you can get really laser focused. You just need to make sure you're on the right path.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it was that quote I sent you yesterday. It said, no one's ever won a game on someone else's path.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so true.
Yeah.
Like you just are running your own race. So I think that's one of the biggest things I've struggled with in the past. Like it's always been feeling like I'm on someone else's race or timeline. But once you take that control over, it's like, it's such a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah. It literally does feel like you're lighter.
Yeah.
You know,
which in turn will probably make me more successful.
Yeah.
Right. Like, because I feel confident about what I'm doing.
But you're defining success as having this holistic life anyway. Right. So you're already more successful regardless of what you've accomplished.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really important thing. And a good reminder for anyone listening in is like, just gut check yourself. Like, we're having this super honest, open conversation about this in real time. And why I wanted to bring you on the show is literally just because I think there's so much that we can learn from hearing someone really transparently talk about how they're getting clarity and alignment.
Yeah.
Because there's something that someone can take from your story and your perspective and your season and say like, oh, that actually makes sense to me. Or even sometimes just the way that we show up to life creates this permission slip for somebody else to say, well, if he can leave dentistry, I could leave being a director of marketing, right? Yeah. Or if they can do this or they can realign, then I can do it too. And so I appreciate
that. And it's like, it's a constant work in progress.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's a gut check. It's not like we have it all solved, right? Like there'll be times where I'll be susceptible to the same kind of shiny objects.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just staying on top of that, gut checking yourself.
Yeah. With some of those questions of like, how does this affect my health? How does this affect my marriage? How does this affect my family? Yeah. How does this affect my finances?
Yeah.
Insert all of those questions and maybe even taking like a second to pause to think about that. Because when you're going so fast, you're not asking yourself those questions. Right. In seasons where we've done multiple projects and you're like doing all this stuff. Or I've done that right in my own career where like I'm doing too much where I'm like, I'm not even stopping to think like, is this actually what I want? Yeah. So hopefully this episode today will hit home with you in some way of something in your life that you might be trying to get more clarity and alignment on, and really just trusting your own intuition that even if you've gone down a path that now is no longer aligned for you, that that still served you because you can learn something from it. Yep. And at any point in time, you can change your mind and pivot and evolve and start asking yourself better questions to get better answers. So I love that. Well, thank you, babe, for being on the show. I
hope it was helpful. You. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.